Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
I have missed you. If ever there is a national need for rudeness, it is now. You said Democrats spent the week getting a major climate change bill passed. Republicans spent the week trying to convince the country that Trump didn't break laws that he clearly broke. The two parties are not alike. Thank you. Thank you and good night. That's all we need.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This has been great. Namaste. Whatever.
Rude. Okay. Go. For those of us that marinate in this, of all the weekends we've said this about, this is really a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the fact that he keeps on truthing, which is just as dumb as tweeting sounds, truthing just sounds so much stupider.
Yes.
He just keeps on posting these things about, you know, how he's being mistreated, how the FBI is corrupt, and people are dying for him. People are getting themselves killed for him.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything to call them down. It's just like January 6th. Tell people, don't do this crap. Don't, you know, go and assault an FBI office with your AR and your nail gun.
No, we were, how many crimes, again, has he committed this weekend on top of, didn't he hit someone, call Merrick Garland and go, basically, nice country you got there. Shame if something would have happened to it. Yeah. I hear people are angry about this. Before Merrick Garland's press conference.
Right.
And then he's like, the temperature. This is like the arsonist. The temperature's gotten so hot. What can I do to help? You started the fire, you mother... What?
We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
Right, you started the fire.
We didn't start the fire, did we?
Yeah. And you know, this is something I wrote about this weekend was, you know, if he had just gone with even a little bit of grace into the end of his presidency, if he'd have said, I lost, I'm going out, he'd have gotten away with everything that he did. They would not have pursued him, even though they should have, but they wouldn't have pursued him. And he'd have been able to go on with his money laundering or whatever the hell else he was doing.
Yes. Like you were saying, we just talked about this, Chris, and you said on Twitter, Rand Paul, this party, they're like, you know what? Let's just make espionage legal then.
Right.
What? Like, you tweeted back at Rand Paul, who just, like, let's get rid of the Espionage Act.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, just when you think, well, this has finally got to be it. Like, this is the National Security Party, and it's not it.
They were planted by space aliens, Stephanie.
Right, right. We're just asking the question.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's also possible to say, you know, there are some problematic things with the Espionage Act. It has been used abusively, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't also been used for, you know, espionage.
Yes.
But you said it on Twitter. You said, how can anyone think it's beyond the pale that Trump took nuclear documents? Frankly, I'd be shocked if he wasn't selling American secrets. I think we've been saying that on this show for I don't know how long.
Yeah. You know what? I'd be insulted if he wasn't selling nuclear secrets.
Yeah.
Because damn it, man, you got to live up to who you are. And who you are is a greedy, egotistical... SOB.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Had to sort of...
Chris,
you know,
and I thank you.
Yes.
Thread that needle.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that's who you are. You would sell out your children. You have probably offered Saudis nights with Ivanka in exchange for things.
Delve into the shadows of the mind
with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Wait a minute. Hold, please.
Uh-oh. What? What?
Wait,
what do we got?
Where's the... Hang on. Where's that Mary Trump tweet?
Wait, it's in the mornings.
Oh, God. Oh.
Hey, that's really? What you get for printing so much.
Oh, boy. Okay. This is my fault. What did she suspect, Jared? I mean, what? Like, we're stupid? We're like, you give $2 billion to someone who's like a really crappy investor that lost money on the big, like that, what do you call it? 666 building? Like, that wasn't a dead giveaway.
Yep.
But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised by any of it. Go ahead.
And held your golf tournament on, you know, his New Jersey golf course.
Right, right.
The Saudis
right.
did with their new golf.
That's right.
Right. Yep. I'll find it.
The Bonesaw Classic.
Yes.
What? You're bowling your ass off this morning. Thank you. Your pieces. What about those of us who want Donald Trump prosecuted? Talk to us, media. You said if there's one thing that runs through most political coverage of just about everything, it's something that is only good if Republicans believe it's good. Here's a Democratic idea that's worthless unless Republicans buy into it, but a Republican idea never needs the approval of Democrats. Thank you. You said during Trump's presidency, we got a nonstop stream of yokel safaris where they went to a stronghold of Trump support like Sister Ohio.
Oh,
I'm not aware of where Sister is, and interview all the Sister peons about how much they love Trump, which was always a lot. And then with the election of Biden, the media still ventured out to Sister Cousin Reem and a goat. I'm not aware of where is a goat. I don't know where that is. Okay, to get
that's in
and it's the
Indiana.
B word. It's not the F word.
That's Indiana,
which is
that's
funnier.
Indiana.
Okay,
okay.
Because I could say blow separately, but I can't say in the context of
right.
But that's funny.
We get it.
It's in Indiana.
Thank
Travis.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Goat is
I was
Indiana.
Behind the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Where was this? Yes. To get also American opinions on how much they hate Biden, which is always a lot. You said this is reaching to peak when people decrying the FBI search of Trump's whatever. There is a strain of centrist thought that the search was out of bounds because it will divide the nation further. It will deepen the country's civic wounds. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you. You said it only takes getting a bomb next to or in a building or a few guns into an office to things up for a whole lot of people. What about those of us that want Donald Trump indicted and prosecuted? We deserve to be heard, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't, Rude. They're the ones inciting violence and actively committing violence right now already.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, don't do that. There might be violence. Let's not have justice.
Yeah. Don't prosecute. Otherwise, it might divide this country more. And, you know, you can see they have been threatening violence ever since the Mueller report. They've been threatening violence. Yeah. And not to mention the violence that has already occurred. They're sitting there saying, you will divide the country to the people, and it's the people that are dividing the country that are saying, don't do this or you'll divide the country.
Yeah.
It's just like the Republicans saying, oh, you're politicizing this. This is Democrats going after. And it's like, no, don't you understand what you just did? You just politicized it. The Democrats haven't done any of that.
Yeah. I, okay. I just loved you watching you get your head around it all weekend on Twitter. You said you should all probably shut the up about Hunter Biden's laptop because that is just embarrassing now. You said Trump really believes he could just say it's declassified and something top secret could be declassified. Man, if he actually suffers consequences from this, he's going to be a bigger drama queen than all of RuPaul Drag Race contestants combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
He already is.
He will not sashay away.
No.
Yes, it just the Espionage Act, you said the statute deals with anyone who takes something, quote, for the purpose of obtaining information respecting the national defense with intent or reason to believe that the information is to be used to the injury of the United States or the advantage of any foreign nation. That's the actual text of what we're talking about.
Yeah. There it is. Okay. It's and why else would he have it? Why would he, I mean, that's the thing about all these excuses, this parade of excuses. It's like you're hearing them going, okay, maybe. But you know what the more likely thing is? He was using them either as leverage for power or for money.
Yeah.
And, you know, otherwise there's no reason at all for him to have the nuclear. And they're acting like, well, the ultra top secret nuclear secrets were just sitting on top of his desk. And then we were in a hurry, so we just swept it all into a box. Who knew what was in there? When those things come in giant envelopes, zipped envelopes that need keys to open them.
Oh my God! And you literally think, oh, this is parody. What about Obama? And of course, the National Archives slapped that down in like 4.5 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you know, what in the are the 33 million pages of documents that Obama supposedly kept? The National Archives shipped documents to the Obama Library. That's a far cry from keeping them in boxes in your closet and personal safe. I mean,
right.
Right,
and you know,
a legal defense is but Hillary or but Obama. Those are not legal defenses, particularly when neither of them did anything wrong.
Right.
Yes.
No, President Obama could have been out there on a corner, you know, having an auction for nuclear secrets, and that still doesn't somehow allow Trump to get away with it.
Yeah.
I love this whole there are other crimes, even though they aren't crimes, but there are other crimes. Ergo, my crime shouldn't matter.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay. Just Kevin McCarthy, you quoted saying, answer me this question. Is America better off today than we were 2 years ago? And you just said in nearly every measurable way. So there's that. And also we weren't on the verge of being blown up because some traitor had sold our nuclear secrets. But sure.
I mean, the Supreme Court decisions. Yeah, that does make us worse, Kevin McCarthy. But I don't think that's what you were talking about.
Yeah. Also, you ended with voters. NPR actually tweeted this weekend, Charles, which is why it's funny. Voters like to see a sense of authenticity in candidates, especially in Texas, but cursing in vulgar language in front of children and the elderly more often than not crosses the line, to which you just said appropriately, off.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I think that's what America said.
Accurate.
I think all of America. If you watch the clip of Beto, he actually people stood up and applauded him.
Oh, yeah.
All those old people stood up and applauded him. The other cool, as long as you brought up Beto, you know what's interesting is he is going to every Republican stronghold in Texas. He's going to places that went 85% for Trump.
Yep.
It's like Dean's 50-state strategy. It's like a 50-county strategy. Good for him.
Yeah, he is going there, and he is talking to people. And I love that Abbott actually agreed to debate him in September. So that's going to be a popcorn worthy thing.
Yeah. By the way, I don't even need to read your piece. Just a note on Democratic groups helping Trump Republicans win primaries. So Okay, yeah. Thank you for that. So now you close by saying, gotta say, though, the idea that someone who worshipped Roy and Cohn would go down for passing nuclear secrets is peak chef's kiss.
it is, considering that Roy Cohn, you know, was what prosecuted the Rosenbergs yep. for passing atomic secrets, God. Which was a lie.
Yeah.
And yeah, that they were spies, and that Trump, who learned all of his effery at Roy Cohn's knee or other places.
Oh. Yes.
And that would be what he goes down for, the very thing that made Roy Cohn go ballistic.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
Helping the Russians.
Exactly. Rudeness, I needed you. I've missed you while you were on vacation. I read your tweets every day like a stage five clinger.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can't live without
you.
Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
I know. I feel the same way. You know what? I felt the vibes all the way overseas, the entire trip.
Aw.
Don't leave me again.
Every once in a while, I'd get a little tingle at about 2:30 in the afternoon on Mondays,
yep.
and I'd be like, oh, that's Stephanie.
Up your leg? Oh, up your leg or somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fantastic. Okay.
All the way up.
All right. Goodbye.